T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All righty, we are back and wrapping things up in just a little bit. Emmanuel Barbari is at the controls. And hello, my name is Craig, is up with Craig Carton coming up at 9:30. And things have been kind of jumbled today with everything going on, obviously. And it's time for Brian Costello to talk about the New York football Jets. And Brian is brought to you by Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all, and by Bud Light for the fans on game day. But before we talk to Brian, a little while ago, we took note of the time that the first plane hit the Twin Towers, hit the Northern Tower, and that was American Airlines Flight 11. That happened at 8:46. Now we have reached 9:03. And just getting over the shock of the North Tower being hit by a plane, we didn't know how big the plane was. We found out in the few minutes before that, yes, it wasn't a small private plane. It was a large large plane, commercial with a lot of people on it. And then the second shock, as we were watching the smoke from the top of the building, when we thought that maybe, just maybe, you know, they'd have to reconstruct the upper floors, but the building would be all right. A second plane, UA Flight 175, struck the South Tower at this time, 20 years ago, exactly today. Let's observe a moment of silence. In remembrance for the time 20 years ago to the minute that UA Flight 175 struck the South Tower. Sadly, there will be 4 other such quiet moments this morning on the fan, right up until 10:30, when the North Tower fell. And, you know, when you look at the timeline, the fact that the North Tower was hit first, but the South Tower fell a half hour before the North Tower. So the impact, the jet fuel, everything else, obviously hit the South Tower in a way that caused that building to collapse. And then the other building collapsed, and after the south one went, you expected the North Tower to go at some point, and it did. Brian, that's a tough one to follow, but we have a football game tomorrow in Charlotte, and the Jets are taking on the Panthers. And boy, the NFL was pretty smart when they scheduled this game, Sammy Darnold against his old team, huh?
Yeah, it was a tough thing to follow there, Richard, like you said. obviously, a somber day here, and you know, I'll be at Newark Airport in a few hours getting on a plane to go to Charlotte, and obviously thinking about 20 years ago a lot today, like everybody. But yeah, I think the NFL schedule makers knew what they were doing, you know, back in May when they came out with this. Obviously, week one would have juice anyway, Richard. Robert Saleh's debut, Zach Wilson's debut, but there's even more juice to this game for Jets fans watching this and seeing Sam Darnold. And I think there's some, you know, there's probably some trepidation out there from Jets fans if Sam Darnold's going to go out there and all of a sudden look like the quarterback that they dreamed he was going to be. And if he comes out and throws 3 touchdowns tomorrow against their team, I'm sure there's going to be some some angry calls to the fan on Sunday night and Monday afternoon, and but you know this is definitely one of the more intriguing matchups I can remember for Week One for the Jets in a while.
Yeah, well, again, I think you're right. We're going to over dramatize it. We're going to take too much out of it. I mean, Sam Darnold is now in his fourth year, so he has a lot more experience over Zach Wilson, who has absolutely zero experience in real games. And I just wonder the preseason preparation. Okay, he's had the practices, the scrimmages, some limited game action, but it seems to me that it steps up from preseason, regular season, then you get playoffs, then you get Super Bowl, and each time it ratchets up a little bit more, and this is the first time that Zach Wilson's going to be expected to play an entire game. So you just wonder how a young guy, as glittering as he seems to be, will react to all of this.
Yeah, absolutely, Richard. I mean, he passed every test in training camp, right? But those were those kinds of tests. This is going to be a different test tomorrow. And there's emotions involved tomorrow that he hasn't felt in a preseason game. I'm sure he was a little bit nervous in those preseason games, but not like this. It's going to be a full house. Obviously, in Charlotte, fans are excited to be back. It's probably going to be a really loud atmosphere, even in stadiums that aren't known for that tomorrow, because the fans are back. And I think, too, Richard, you know, this is the first time someone's game planned against him. So, you know, he faced the Packers. He faced the Giants in the preseason. Those were backups, for the most part, playing in those games. The schemes were vanilla. Nobody was really trying to you know, exotic blitzes and things like that. They weren't trying to confuse him. The Panthers are going to be out to confuse him tomorrow and show him stuff that they hope he's never seen before. So that's different. And I think the other factor, Richard, is, you know, sometimes if the Jets fall behind, right, let's say they fall behind early, sometimes young quarterbacks start to play hero ball and think they can win the game with one throw. And Sam Darnold was guilty of that a lot here, I thought. So Does Zach fall into that trap? Does he try to do too much tomorrow? So there's a lot of unknowns about Zach Wilson. He's looked very good during the preseason, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything for the regular season.
Yeah, and as much as we've made about the Giants' offensive line being a problem, now you're looking at the Jets, and Becton has struggled, and his coach has admitted that he's struggled. He's got some new blocking schemes. He's dealt with concussion. He's dealt with some injuries. So that's going to be a key, because no matter who you are, you need protection, especially from your left tackle.
Yeah, something's off there, Richard, with Becton, and it's been off for a while now. I don't think this coaching staff really trusts him fully. You know, there's always a few guys that kind of don't tend to win over the new coaches right away, and I think Becton falls into that category. He was hurt in OTAs, missed most of the spring, then he really struggled early in training camp. Now, the flip side of that was Carl Lawson was, you know, you were hearing about Carl Lawson, how great he was. Well, he was beating Mekhi Becton every day. He had a really terrible practice in Green Bay where he could not block anybody there. So that's definitely something to watch tomorrow is Becton. And the Panthers have a good defensive line. They've got Brian Burns. They've got Hassan Reddick. They can do some things. So, and then the rest of the offensive line is, you know, they have a rookie at left guard, which, everyone says he's going to be good, but it's his first game in the NFL. We're not even sure who the right tackle is going to be because they won't tell us if it's George Fant or Morgan Moses, but, you know, those guys aren't all pros. And then Greg Van Roten and Connor McGovern in the middle. And, you know, what another troubling thing about this line, Richard, is they haven't had a lot of time together because there's been injuries, there's been guys in and out. So, it's going to be – that's a big area of concern, I think, for tomorrow.
Yeah, no question about that. But Zach Wilson does have tools. He has a pretty good wide receiver core, which the Jets have been lacking. And as you pointed out this week, you know, the Sam Darnold thing, everybody's going to say if Sam Darnold goes on and has a great career, oh, big mistake. But the big mistake that we already know about is Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, yep. And I mean, I still scratch my head at that decision, Richard. You know, the Sam Darnold thing made sense to me. I understood why they were moving on from him. But Robbie, you know, I would not have given Robbie Anderson a 5-year, $75 million contract in 2020, but he didn't get that. He got 2 years and $20 million from Carolina. You know, they've now extended him again 2 years. They just gave him a new contract a few weeks ago, but that was a reasonable contract, and I still can't figure out why Joe Douglas didn't do it. And they said they thought he was going to get more money, so they kind of had moved on, but I don't know why he can't adjust when you saw what the market was. And Robbie had 1,000 yards last year. And we, I think we always felt he was on the verge of that with the Jets, right? Like, you know, he had some rough times with the Jets because of their quarterback situation or their coaching situation. But if things were going right, Robbie was going to be part of the solution. You know, there was never questions about Robbie, I felt like, on the football field. There was some things off the field. But I still can't figure out why they didn't sign him. And now, you know, they're going to see him tomorrow and DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey. So, like, yeah, well, we'll see. You know, Sam Darnold has the weapons now. Everyone talked about, is Sam Darnold just a victim of circumstance? We're going to see now with the Panthers because he's got a good offense around him.
Yeah. Well, back to Anderson for just a bit. You know, they move on. Okay, we're not going to get this guy. They move on. But when they saw it, you know, the market developing,
yeah.
You know, you just wonder about the communication. You know, okay, well, we got an offer here. All right, well, you know, the idea that you have a beat on what that offer might be, and hey, what if we match it? What if we top it? That communication with his people didn't seem to exist, and. You know, look, they won two games last year. It might not have made any difference at all or very much difference at all, but it would be a guy that you'd like to have with your new quarterback for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's 27 years old. So, and you know, the other thing, Richard, is how many guys have the Jets developed in the last 10 years, right? Robbie Anderson was a good story for the Jets. They undrafted free agent. You know, they kind of found a gem there and developed him and then they let him walk when he was ready to get paid. So I just, you know, and it just would have been a nice core piece, like you said, for them to have. And, you know, I think the agent may have overestimated the market and kind of led them to believe he was going to get more money, but I still don't understand why they couldn't adjust. And then, you know, their answer was Breshad Perriman, which that didn't work. You know, and now this year they had to go out and spend money on Corey Davis, who, you know, may or may not be as good as Robbie Anderson. We'll find out. But, you know, they wouldn't have had to spend that money on him if they had just locked Robbie up last year.
Yeah, well, our friend Ira from Staten Island is already in Charlotte. And he called this morning and said, you know, I think Marcus May is going to get traded before the end of the season, that they probably aren't going to re-sign him. What are your thoughts on May and where they go?
Yeah, I think it's possible. You know, it feels like that they don't want to sign him long-term, you know, for what he wants. I think, you know, they would do a cheaper offer. But, you know, May's kind of a funny position. He's an older guy. He's going to be 29 next year when he's a free agent. He got drafted as older. And, you know, I don't think the Jets view him as a top safety in the league. I think he's probably in the second tier. You know, and the safety market just went up, Richard. You know, Jamal Adams got his money recently. Harrison Smith in Minnesota got money. So, you know, he's not going to get that type of money. But when the top level goes up, the second level goes up. So now whatever Marcus May was worth in March, you know, his agent's going to be asking for more this March. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's definitely possible he gets traded, especially if they feel like Ashton Davis can play. You know, he's currently on IR, their draft pick from last year. They feel like they could pencil him in. But, you know, I think we're a ways away from that still now. And, you know, talking to Marcus May, he obviously isn't happy, but he's a professional. He's put that aside and he's ready to play. You know, for me, Richard, I kind of feel bad for Marcus May because he's done everything right here. He's been a really good soldier. And obviously he's had to endure a lot of losing since he got drafted by the Jets.
Yeah.
And now he's on the defense again where I think he looks around him and is like, oh, my God. Like this guy, you know, this guy's 22 years old. This guy's 22 years old. We don't have any pass rusher because Carl Lawson got hurt. So, you know, I kind of feel bad for Marcus May.
Yeah, well, maybe for him the best thing would be to get traded to a contender and, you know, get his big money from another team like his friend Adams did. We're out of time. We didn't have a lot of time to talk because of everything that's going on, but we will spend a lot more time talking with you, and we'll have a game to talk about, too. So thank you, Brian. Have a safe flight down to Charlotte.
Thanks, Richard. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.